Welcome to the Christmas special of Sincerely Jennifer. I'm Jennifer Wan, and we are about to have some Christmas fun. And it's mandatory, so get into it.
It's that time of the year again. It's Christmas time, and I've left all my wrapping till the last minute. I am almost done, though. Almost. I can kind of see, the light at the end of the tunnel. However, I am now on my third roll of wrapping paper, and frankly, I am feeling a bit fucking scammed. I do feel like, they say that they're for meters, but I feel like I'm being lied to. I'm not gonna lie. So, right, what am I gonna do next? I'm trying to be like smart with it because. Right, what's this? It says fragile. I think I know what it is. But... Ah, yes. This is for my mother. Oy vey. I've got the Christmas lights on. I thought that might, motivate me. I don't know, frankly. Right. This is really hard, challenging. I've been thinking about the year that's, almost over. Honestly, not to be a dramatic goose, but I do feel that this has perhaps been, I could honestly say, like, the worst year of my life, which is hilarious because I've always thought, that I had some pretty strong contenders before, but no. Oh, no. Oh, my sweet summer child. This one was definitely the worst. But it's almost over. And, it ends with Christmas, which is good. We love that. Every day has just felt hard. And like I'm not equipped for it. You know what I mean? This is nice and cheery for Christmas, isn't it? but I... What is this? Oh, it's something for my niece. I shall love this. I hope so anyway. This whole year has just been a lot. I'd like to tell you, that I feel that it's been good, for me. I've become more resilient. I surprised myself in how I've survived it and whatever, but like, I don't feel that was a benefit. Like, yeah, I survived, obviously. I'm talking to you now. But it's one of those things where it's like, I did, but at what cost? Feeling very Thanos about it, if I'm honest. Because and you may have noticed, but I have not felt myself, I guess, for a very long time. I'm wrapping Christmas presents, as you can probably hear. As I always do in this episode. You know how it goes. So if you're wondering what the noises are, that's the noise. Why is this so hard? She said every day of 2023, since about March. Okay, if I scoot you... Oh, no. Yes, we can make that work. Where the fuck are my scissors? There they are. One of the things I've really struggled with this year, and it sucks because I really wanted this year to be, if you remember right at the beginning, we had New Year's resolutions. One of which was being nice to myself, limiting my self-loathing. I mean, in a sense, I have achieved that because, well, for the most part anyway, I have simply been too busy and too overwhelmed to hate myself, which has been fantastic. I mean, it still pops in every now and again, of course, but for the most part, I have escaped my own wrath purely because I have been too busy to think about how little I like myself. And actually, I think I like myself a bit more as a result of that. So perhaps the self-hatred was self-inflicted after all. But it's been difficult because everybody has this idea that I am super fucking resilient. And the one thing I would say has become apparent to me is that is what people think, and they act accordingly. It's not everybody, of course. There have been some people who have really been there for me in a major way, which I very much appreciate. But there have also been quite a few people who practically saw me drowning, in a metaphorical sense, of course. They wouldn't see me really drowning because I'm not stupid enough to, you know, venture into bodies of water with my very limited swimming skills. But yes, they've seen me, in a sense, drowning. And kind of noped out. Which, in a sense, I get. Because I have had the temptation to do that many times this year. People have, you know, because I don't even get why. But for some reason, among some people, I am, for some reason, considered to be the one that they should go to. You know, if you've got a situation, if you've got a problem, she's your girl. I don't even know when that started or why, but it has. And when that's happened this year, because I'm so, you know, overwhelmed and honestly exhausted. Like, I really don't think I have had a full night's sleep since, like, the spring. But when that's happened this year, I've just been like, I am not doing this. I can't. But then I still do. And so perhaps this perception is actually my own fault. I just struggle with saying no to people. But I would say, frankly, it is actually pretty obvious, especially to people who, you know, interact with me on a regular basis, that I'm in my struggle era. Like, it's obvious. And that was satisfying, my God. And it's just kind of like, okay. When I try and reach out, you know, because I suppose you could accuse me of not asking for help when I need it. So, you know, this year I actually tried. And sometimes I got what I needed. And for that, I am appreciative. But quite a lot of other times, I got fuck all. And honestly, sorry, I think I just sort of dropped you there, my bad. That's the trouble with trying to record while also trying to do something that requires the use of my hands when my hands are not exactly that great to begin with. You know, it kind of felt like, oh my god, this wrapping actually looks not shit. Do you know what my secret is? I saw this video of this lady who worked at the perfume store. She went viral on gay Twitter. She's an icon, we love her. And she was showing how they gift wrap presents in the perfume store. She was amazing. I'm obsessed with her. And she was so neat about it, and it was so, like, there was, like, an almost military precision, but, like, in an adorable way. And I don't know, maybe it sank in with me. I mean, look, this doesn't look as perfect as hers. Obviously, you can't see it, so you're just going to have to take my word for it. But it doesn't look like a bundle of poorly cut wrapping paper and mounds of sellotape. And that's an improvement for me. That is an improvement for me. Right, now I've got to do a gift tag. So it was like when I would reach out, and maybe it was just they got spooked because I don't really do that. And they were like, what the hell is going on? What the fuck is this? but when I would, yeah, there are some people, and they, you know, they would actually, you know, try and help. But there are quite a lot who was like, no. Or like, you know, worse. It was kind of like a, that's nice. Now please be quiet and listen to my problems or help me with my thing as I expect you to do and as I expected this conversation to go. And I was like, oh, I see. Cute. So I guess, I mean, that's one thing. One thing that has happened. Okay, we've wrapped one present and it's been 13 minutes. Unbelievable. Unfucking believable. Right. I'm checking all of them to make sure I don't leave the price on by accident. My grandma does that all the time. I actually love that about her. It's so camp. I'm thinking, perhaps a little early, but I'm thinking New Year's resolutions. I think I can get two presents out of this piece of paper. Let's have a look, shall we? I'm thinking, perhaps I endeavour to say no. Perhaps I endeavour to not be the resilient person in everyone's life, or the fucking therapy person, or the fucking whatever the fuck I appear to be to other people. And it's a weird thing because I had no idea I had become that. And I'm just like, no. I'm sorry that you have... Okay, no, I can't get two questions out of this. Unless... I might be able to, actually. Hang on. What if we pick a different one? And we pick one over here? Okay, hold on. Gang, we might be able to make this work. Oh, this is complicated. This is complicated. Do-do-do. Come on, baby. No. That is disappointing. Okay. That's all right. Oh, but you know what I could do? Okay, I've got a plan. Yeah, so maybe sometimes I'm like, you know what? I know that you have a thing that you're dealing with right now. But actually, you are calling me at an inconvenient time. And I don't really want to deal with this right now. Especially because I know that you're going to ask me what I think and what you should do and yada, yada, yada. And I'm going to tell you. And then you're going to ignore me and just do what you want to do anyway. So, actually, I'm just going to send you to a voicemail and keep playing video games or whatever I want to do. You know, maybe I am just going to tell you, oh, I don't really know what to say to that. Sorry. And just, you know, dip. Whatever. But realistically speaking, I'm not going to, because I will feel bad about it and I'll feel selfish and I'll feel like it's my job to save everybody. even when I am literally falling to pieces. Literally. I remember when... Oh, I should do a gift tag for this before I forget who it's for. Where am I? Do you know what? I never actually use gift tags because, frankly, I feel like they're a scam. Because normally it'll be like, oh, you can get 10 gift tags for like £1. And I'm like, what the fuck? No way. So what I do is I cut off a little strip of wrapping paper and I just use that. I just cut it up and I just stick it on. Nobody ever complains. Mainly because I do dinner, so, like, what they're going to do. If you complain about how I gift wrap, you get chucked in my house. I'm joking. I would never chuck my family out of my house. Never, never, never. Because I love them. So, yes, when I was doing my A-levels, right? This does connect back, I promise. I'm not just... Well, do you know what? Even if I am going on random rambles, it's Christmas. It is what it is. Maybe she snapped, but it's okay because it's Christmas. When I was doing my A-levels, I had a friend, and she had a problem with a boy. And this guy, frankly, he was no good for her, and I was not saying that in like a closet case who's jealous of her female friends having boyfriends because she's secretly in love with them. I was secretly in love with someone when I was doing my levels, but it wasn't this girl. She was just my friend. So it wasn't for that reason. It was literally because this guy was a fucking scumbag who had no business being with her because he treated her like shit. And he did not treat her with any respect. He made her sad all the time. She was depressed because of him. She couldn't focus on her studies. She couldn't focus on... Because she had a... You know, a job and everything, like a part-time job. She couldn't focus on that. She couldn't let go and have fun when we would do stuff. You know, we'd go out and see films, and she'd be distracted because of this guy making her sad. You know, this guy, he was just a complete arsehole. And she would tell me that all the time. But she would not leave. So we got into this routine where she would ring me of an evening and would stay on the phone until the early hours of the morning, including on school nights. Effectively going over the exact same conversation for hours and hours. Her telling me all of these horrible things this guy had done, how he made her feel. She was so upset. He was such a bastard. And I would say, yeah, you're right, he is. Mm-hmm, totally, I agree. You should leave him. She would ask me, what do you think? I'd say, you should just ignore him, just break up with him, don't speak to him. He doesn't exist anymore. Find yourself someone else. Or don't, just focus on you. You know, we're kids, you know, we can just have fun and, you know, get our education, go out to Blue Water at the weekends, whatever. Like, you don't need to give this man a commitment because he ain't giving nothing to you, girl. He has a whole other relationship. Like, that was a thing, by the way. He had a whole other relationship, which she knew about. And this other woman knew about my friend as well. And it was a whole situation. I'm like, why are you doing this? Like, he does not love you. He does not care about you. He doesn't respect you. You know, you don't need to be doing this. You don't need to be putting up with this. What exactly is it that he gives you? You know, what are the benefits for you? And I would say this to her all the time. And I would gas her up and tell her, you know, you don't need him. You're so much better off without him. And she would agree with me. And she'd say, yeah, you're right. You're totally right. And, you know, we'd hang up the phone. And I think, great, I got through to her. And then the next day, I'd be having the exact same conversation all the way through school. But then she'd come to the same conclusion. She'd be like, no, you're right. I don't need him. I'm worth more. I deserve better. I should be happy. Okay, great, brilliant. And then within a couple of hours, I'd be having the exact same conversation on the phone until the early hours of the morning. So it got to a point where I was effectively having that same conversation every few hours of my life for several months until at last, finally, she finished with him for good. And I was so happy that day because I was like, I don't have to hear about this dumb fucking man ever again. I don't have to deal with this shit no more. Thank God. And I think that was like, I don't know, maybe that was like a moment where I don't know. Because I seem to continue to have those conversations now. And then perhaps I think, girl, maybe you should have that conversation with yourself. Except this time, do not take several months to get to that conclusion. And when you get there, stick to it. Because there are people in your life who do not treat you well. There are people in your life who you gain nothing from them being there. They gain everything from you, but you gain nothing from them. There are people who do not treat you in the way that you deserve. You know, I have no illusions that I'm like some perfect, amazing person. But I'm not awful, right? Like, I'm all right. I'm all right. So, you know, maybe it's not just, you know, I need to set this resolution to say no to people. But maybe it needs to be, girl, maybe you need to get real, go back in time, have that conversation with yourself, okay? Put the phone down on the armrest, because honestly, girl, she wasn't even really listening to you, she just wanted to rant. So just let her do her thing, let your friend do her thing, and then you have that conversation with yourself. And you say, listen, there are some people that you need to walk away from. There are some people that treat you badly, and you don't deserve that. You deserve better than that. So get it together. Get yourself together and walk away. Not everybody deserves you. And if you need people and they don't want to be there because suddenly it's too hard and it's too difficult. It's just occurred to me, I probably look a bit mad. Well, my house does anyway, because I have lights in my windows and they're still on, and it's now almost 1 a.m. and people are going to be like, oh girl, what's going on over there? Especially if someone like walked past my house, because I'm in my living room, and I don't know, they might hear me. British house building is not what it was. So they might hear me and be like, okay, so she's still got her lights on at almost 1 a.m. and she's talking to herself. And also there are intermittent scissor sounds. Huh. She finally snapped. Good for her. I don't know. Anyway. Yeah, maybe that's what I used to do. Have that conversation. The hard part is, though, if I were to take this directly to those people, because there's a part of me that would want that and, you know, would want to have that conversation and say, hey, maybe I needed you for once and you kind of weren't there. But I already know how that conversation's gonna go. Why didn't you say something before? Because I'm nice and I'm polite. I wasn't raised in a fucking barn. Why didn't you say it? I just thought that, you know, you're a really strong person. I thought you were doing okay. It just, I'm not gonna get any satisfaction from having that conversation, because I already know how it's gonna go. And I'm gonna be made to feel bad for asking for what I need. I will be the bad guy for that. And, you know, I will be made to feel like I am wrong for that. And it's, hard. Because everyone will say, oh, why don't you say something? But then when you do, they will just come up with a million reasons that make having that conversation not worthwhile. And so you feel stupid for even trying to have the conversation, because the intention was never to have it in the first place. I'm going to put something a bit cheerier before this, because this is depressing. But maybe, I don't know, maybe it just is what it is, you know? Sometimes life is depressing. Someone died this year. It was wild. You know? It brought back a lot of things I hadn't thought about for a long time, because I'd been kind of just ignoring it because I never really had time to think about it and to get sad and all of that, you know. I was like, nope, can't do that, too busy, got so much to do, because I do, you know. I write new stuff all the time. I'm working on music all year. Um, you know, I've been planning a bunch of stuff for next year. You know, because this is the stuff that matters to me a lot, you know. My creative work is very important to me. Some people might not get it, and that's okay. But this, to me, this is what I live for. This is my life. This is what I love to do. And, you know, I might have slacked a little this year. I might not have got everything done I wanted. But I tried. I tried as hard as I could. In between everything else. And, you know, and as I said at the time when it happened, and I was really overwhelmed, you may remember, there is a hell of a lot to do when a person dies, as it all turns out. And most of it has been left to me. So I've had that going on in the background as well. So I've basically still at this point not really processed the event that has kicked off most of what I think I'm feeling now. And I think what's going on is my mind or my body or whatever the fuck it is that makes decisions about like how I feel and what I think about, like, I mean, you'd think it would be the mind, right? But it could be anything with me. I don't know. Has decided you've been avoiding this for a very long time, and I'm not going to let you anymore. So we're going to think about all the things that we've been avoiding. And along with that comes the realization. Oh God, here's another realization. I've just wrapped this and I don't know what it is and who it's for. Oh shit. Fuck. Oh no. Hang on, let me look. Oh, thank God, no, I know what it is. Oh, that was stressful because I thought I'd have to unwrap it and I can't. Oh God. Yes, the realization that I'm quite unhappy with some things. And it's weird because I feel happier about other things. And the realization that I have not I've not processed what happened at all, really. I guess I could schedule some time for that. Maybe that's what this is. I think Christmas, you think a lot about stuff. You know. Especially because you spend a lot of time by yourself, getting things ready, wrapping presents, shopping, which is hard for me because I hate shopping. But I got it all done. It's all sorted. Well, as long as my Asda delivery comes, we're all good. If it doesn't, my God, I don't know what I will do. I keep having this recurring, invasive thought that the pigs in blankets will be replaced by Peppa Pig spaghetti. If you're listening from outside the UK and I don't know if they have pigs in blankets in other places, I don't know. A pig in a blanket, right, is basically a little cocktail sausage. It's like a little sausage wrapped in bacon, right? So it's a pig in a blanket made of its own flesh. Oh God. I have never had a pig in a blanket. because I don't like pork. I don't eat it. So I don't really understand the appeal. But my family likes them. And it is often said in the UK that Christmas is not Christmas without pigs in blankets. So if I do not have them and they are replaced by Peppa Pig spaghetti, I don't know what I'm going to do. That might be the thing that sends me over the edge. And I will wander into a lake cackling madly and crying a bit. But why would they be replaced with Peppa Pig spaghetti, you may ask? Well, I'll tell you. So when you order shopping online, which I did purely because I knew that if I had to go into the shops and buy everything for Christmas dinner in person, I would absolutely fucking lose it. That is not a place I want to be. Even if I had not just had the year from hell and was basically like hanging on to polite society with my last breath. Like, even if that was not the case, it's not going to be a place I'm going to want to go, because I hate crowded places as it is. And the shop's always super crowded around Christmas, so. Which is why I do most of my Christmas shopping in November if I can. Everyone thinks I'm crazy, but actually, I'm thinking for myself. We are now, we wrapped 4 presents, by the way. So we're picking up the pace a little. Look at us, guys. This is for my mum. She is really cool. We love her. So I did it online because I knew I'd be too stressed to go out close to the day and buy everything I need for Christmas dinner. And also, I'm a bit paranoid about shortages in the shops because, well, the state of things in the UK, frankly. But on the other hand, I couldn't have gone out and got it earlier and just stuck it, you know, in the freezer or whatever, or in the cupboards, because I literally just did not have the cupboard space or the freezer space for that. So I ordered it online. It's been ordered for like a month and a half. So I'm just waiting for it to come, and it's coming like Friday, I think, like Friday. No. There we go. Oh God, I'm having a nightmare with this gift. Well, the not a gift tag that is acting as a gift tag here. There you go, Mum. That's for you. I'm really frightened. I'm going to run out of sellotape. I know I've got another one, but I don't know where it is. So the food is sorted. That's not going to be too problematic. I've got everything else. I'm just obviously in the midst of wrapping the last of the presents. You know, and everything is kind of together. I put up some decorations. Looks nice. I'll do, you know, a quick tidy up, probably Christmas Eve before I go to Mass. The majority of Christmas content I wanted to do is ready. It's sorted. So everything is done. I have this like trepidation at all times. But I think that's just my current state, to be honest. But But there are things I'm excited about. Things I'm looking forward to. Things that make me happy. I have this album. I'm going to release it next year. I was going to release it this year, but then, you know, everything fell away from me. So, sorry about that. But I'm going to release it next year. I think kind of the first half of the year. And I'm so excited about it. I listen to it sometimes and I'm like, I made this. I can't believe I made this. You know, it's like, I don't know, I guess the way that people look at their kids, but like, with less nappy changes, which is good, certainly good. I actually wrote most of it, sort of late 2022, but I was kind of finishing it throughout this year, and so there are some new tracks I added that I've written this year, and it was like a real, it was a real comfort to me to be able to do that, have these kind of stolen moments where I can just sit there and be like, you know what, I'm just gonna write a song, I'm just gonna do that, I'm just gonna record it and just forget about everything else and just write my fucking music. That's what I'm gonna do. I have a lot of plans, things I'm gonna do. I have to believe that next year is going to be better for me. Like, I have to. Because I don't know what I would do if it's not. So I have to hold on to that. I also have to put some lip balm on because, yeah, that's better. Oh my God, that's better. I could feel myself getting stressed out because my lips are feeling dry and now they don't and I feel better. I don't know that I've been wonderful this year. I don't know. I've been a delight at all times. I've been trying my best at all times. Trying to keep it together. Trying to do right by people. Trying to do the best I can. Trying to keep up all the obligations I have. But I don't know. I think, firstly, I think I should start wrapping another present because otherwise I will stop entirely and then there will still be a pile of them here and I will be sad about that. Right, okay. Right, one. Two, why did my... Oh, never mind. Three. Oh my God. Right, listen to this. We have potentially got three left. Let me check something. Should I maybe? Perfect. Maybe. Okay, right. One, two, three. Okay, so it depends because I might not wrap one of the other ones. I might put it in a gift bag. We don't know yet. I don't even know. I don't know. Might not even end up as a gift. We don't know.
Nobody's fate is assured.
So we're almost at the end of the year, of this gift wrapping hell. Look at that. Do you know what? I reckon we can do it. So I'm going to carry on. Okay. Do you know what I'm going to do? I've had a wonderful idea. I did a little Christmas concert on Twitch. And I'm going to put one of the songs before this, so it's less of a depressing episode. And then maybe one after. I can't put too many because Spotify, who now owns the platform that this podcast is hosted on, kick off if you put too many songs into an episode without using their stupid music feature. And it's like, well, I would, except there are some things that I don't put on your platform. So, you know. So yeah, you can, you well, I mean, you're listening to this now, so I'm assuming you would have heard. But yes, that's from the concert. I hope you enjoyed it. Yeah, fuck it. I'll do. And it was fun. I first did something like that on Twitch around the coronation of that horrid man. Because I thought, fuck it, why not? And then I thought I'd do another one for Christmas. I think it was fun. It went quite well. This is a present I'm wrapping for my brother, and it's actually really cool, and I wish I was keeping it for myself, but I can't because I'm not going to be selfish. Because I'm nice. Okay. Oh, this is going to be difficult to wrap. Prayer circle for me not to need more tape because I honestly don't know where the other roll is. And that will mean I'll have to go to the shops. And I don't really want to be honest. Because they're crowded. I went out over the weekend just to do like a regular food shop because, you know, I cannot live on the contents of the Christmas cupboard alone. Obviously, especially as it is mostly at this point just stuff that I don't even like that I'm getting for my family. Like, I got 3 boxes of mince pies, so if they don't eat them on the day, they are taking them home because I hate mince pies. So I went out to do a food shop, and my god, it was fucking crowded, and I was so stressed the whole time. But I was really brave and I stuck it out even though I didn't want to be there. I was a brave little soldier. But like, you know, a pacifist one. Here we go.
look at that. Wrapping presents actually always reminds me of my great-grandmother. Because I remember we used to go, it was normally after Christmas, in the kind of build up to New Year, we would go up to where she lived in Peterborough. And we would spend New Year there. This was, of course, when I was at school, back when you, you know, typically actually got time off, significant time off around Christmas. Now, of course, because of the joys of capitalism, that is not the case. And I miss it every year. So we'd go up there and it was lovely, it was lovely. And she would always give us, like, extra presents for New Year's Eve. And she would sit on New Year's Eve in the afternoon up in her room wrapping presents. And I remember one year I just kind of strolled up there nice and casual, trying to be like, oh, hey, Nan, what's going on? Trying to have a little look, to be quite honest. It's a bit cheeky. And she didn't tell me to piss off or anything. She's very polite. She wouldn't have said that, but, you know, she didn't say it in, like, a less polite way either. So she just let me stay. I would assume she had wrapped mine already then. But she let me stay, and I just remember watching her wrapping the presents and just thinking, I hope it'll always be like this. It isn't. She's gone. I don't tend to do much with my New Year's Eve, to be honest. I find it to be a waste. I did consider, actually, I did genuinely consider going up to London this year. I think I talked about this last year. I might go to New Year's in London. I might do that. Well, I'm not going to. But I was going to go, you know, to fireworks and everything. I lived in London for 3 years and I didn't fucking bother. But it always looks nice on TV. So I thought, might do that. So I have no idea what I'll be doing this year on New Year's Eve. Probably EastEnders in bed, to be honest. But we'll see. But for some reason, just wrapping presents makes me think about her. And I was thinking about her the other day, actually, because there was a picture on Twitter that reminded me of her. You know, and I've been thinking about my own mortality this year, which is not fun. You know, when you're in your 30s, you're already kind of sensitive about the fact that in some people's eyes, you are already close to death. I have a feeling I'm going to be around for a while. I mean, I did not always feel like that, as you may have noticed, but I do kind of feel like it now. It's like, you know, I've made the commitment. I'm here for the duration, you know. My exit was several exits back. That's gone. So, you know, I'm going to stick it out. It's fine. And I have reasons to, you know. I have things that make me happy. I don't need to choose between living a lie and checking out early anymore. I'm doing neither. So, thinking about your own mortality while also being sure you're not going to die is weird. But that's been on my mind a lot. I've also lost the end of the sellotape, by the way. And I literally cannot see or feel it. Where are you? Okay, come on. Come on. All year long as well, I've been thinking about, like, my life in the past, things that I regret, you know. There are some people and they say, oh, you know, I don't have any regrets. And I never believe those people. I never believe them. Because I can't conceive it. Maybe there are people like that, but I don't know. Not me. here we go. Hang on. I do not want to lose the end of the sellotape again. Can't be doing that again. We got it, gals. But I have regrets. You know. And I'm not going to pretend that I don't. Sometimes I've thought about that this year. I had this thought. It's kind of... April time. It was the dumbest shit. I just remember thinking, what if my whole life actually leads up to what I want it to? And I create something beautiful and something special. And I'm worthy and I'm good. And I'm kind, or at least I have a really good publicist that tells everyone I am, and I'm successful. Would it change the things that I regret? Would I care so much? Because there, in some ways, I'm getting really close to things that I want to achieve. Despite everything, this year, in a lot of ways, has been quite successful for me. I have been very lucky to do well in a lot of ways. You know, I have, despite everything that's been happening, I've had a lot of successes, and I think I can build on that, and I can create something bigger. I really can. I can see it. And I think, well, those little things in the back of my mind, will they hurt less if I do this? I don't know. And I had this crazy thought, because I don't know, I was kind of like, in my feels, by myself. It was probably late at night. And I thought, if everything worked out for me, could I have all the other things in life that I thought I couldn't? Could I be really, really happy? And I think I actually probably could. I really do. So, having thought about that, there are two things that I want to do. It all tracks back to Christmas, I promise. Where the fuck is my Sellotape? There it is. I want to remember that even though this has not been the best or the easiest year, there are still good things that came from it. There have been people who have been very kind to me. There have been things that I have accomplished that I am proud of. I've had projects that have done well with absolutely no promotion whatsoever because I'm literally not in a space where I can do that. I have found new people that appreciate what I do. I have laid foundations for big projects for next year. Like, there are so many things I'm gonna do next year. Like, I wish I could tell you all of them, but I really, really can't. But, you know, I did that. I was fucking falling apart and I did that. There have been days when I can forget how I feel, how bad I've been feeling, how tired, how fractured. And I can smile and I can laugh. A couple of weeks ago, I was with some friends and I was just talking about next year. And I was so excited and happy. And just for a couple of hours, I forgot everything else. I didn't have this knot in my stomach, this anxiety everywhere. I didn't feel exhausted. I did, like, when I got home, like, I literally fell asleep like that because I was very tired. But then I woke up like an hour later and couldn't get back to sleep, so that was fantastic. But I've had moments like that. There have been times when I feel normal, when I feel like a person, when I feel okay. And there's still time. There is still time. There's still a couple of days of this year left. There could still be more days like that just waiting for me. So even though this year has been, well, it's been what it's been, I'm happy to still be here. And that's something I want to do. I want to be happy that I'm still here. That I have not had to have that conversation with myself at the end of a road that there is no way back from. Despite everything, I'm still here, you know, like the song. I did, for Pride Month, I did a playlist EP and it was really good. It was really good. I did a cover of For All We Know in one take and it sounded really good. And I'm proud of that. I got up every morning relatively on time, and I'm proud of that. I got up at all, and I'm proud of that. I never expressed my frustrations with people directly to their faces or even over the phone. And I'm proud of that, even though I am also frustrated with myself for that. I was polite. I was accommodating. Even though I really didn't think I had it in me, I was. I got a weighted blanket. It was on sale. It kind of helps. You know, it gives me a couple more hours. I still don't get a full night's sleep, but it keeps me asleep for a little bit longer. So that's something. Maybe when I get used to it, I would sleep for the whole night. I don't know. I have breakfast sometimes. Normally, I mean, this was not like a this year thing. This was like an all the time thing. Normally, I skip breakfast because I'm like, fuck it, I don't need it. I'll have an extra hour of sleep or whatever. I mean, not that it takes me an hour to make breakfast, but you know what I mean. But I took the time to do that sometimes. You know, have breakfast and have that moment of, okay, the day is beginning. Let's not rush around. Let's just have some crumpets. You know, I did that. And that's something. So maybe it wasn't... I mean, I would still definitely categorically say it was the worst year of my life, but... but it was survivable. Even if that's only because of the, you know, fact that it's by default, because I technically have survived it. It still was. It still counts. And I want to acknowledge that. I want to say that. And I have. So that's one thing done. And next year, I don't know. I said, yeah, I'm gonna say no to people. I'm going to say no to people. But... I don't know, maybe that's a huge step, but maybe I don't know that I can do that. Realistically. I don't know. Can I do that? Probably not. like, if I'm being real, probably not, no. But then again, I didn't think, honestly, I did not think at the beginning of the year that I could make it through the whole year being nicer to myself, being kinder to myself, and limiting my self-loathing. But I kind of did. I kind of did, for the most part. Had it been an easier year, I probably would have been a bit more successful, but still. We're on the last present, by the way. Look at us. And I think I did all right. So maybe I could say no to people. But then again, there is a likelihood I won't. So maybe instead of that, we say that what I want to do is say yes to myself. Because maybe then I can get the same effects, but have an easier road. You know? It's not necessarily I'm saying no to someone. I'm saying yes to me. Yes to, actually, I need some time to myself, so I do not have time to solve someone else's problem right now. Actually, I need to deal with something that I have going on, so I don't have the energy to also, you know, sit there and be the devoted unpaid therapist right now. You know, I cannot give this person, you know, the resource that they need right now, because today I honestly need to spend a Sunday in bed listening to Judy Garland and reading comic books, and that's just what I need to do. And so I'm not so much saying no to people as saying yes to myself. And people might think I'm selfish. But I mean, okay. Okay. Because if I am generous 364 days of the year, why can't I be selfish for one? Well, I mean, it's probably going to work out a bit more than that, but it's likely only going to be once for each person who comes to me with a demand. So I figure from their perspective, it's just one. We have just wrapped the last Christmas present. Well, that depends, because I've got one other one which I might wrap, but I also might put in a gift bag, but we'll see later how I feel. And now we move on to writing Christmas cards. Now, I've got one I don't need to do, which was for my auntie and uncle, because that's already done. Are these all the same card? Yes, they are. Oh, no. Oh, no, they are different ones. Okay. I got them from Sainsbury's because I was just in Sainsbury's and I was like, fuck it. I can't be asked to go and look for different ones, so these will do. They're charity ones, because I prefer getting those. I don't send Christmas cards just because I think it's a bit ridiculous. And, like, I don't send them out, like, in the post or anything. But I tend to do them on the day for people that come into my house, because basically, my grandma gets upset if I don't, so I do it for her, really. And that's one thing that I will not be doing my whole reverse say no / say yes thing for. I will keep doing this for her because, I mean, she's my grandma, you know. I can't say no to her. but I did one for my uncle before, because he lives quite far away. And so, his has all been sent out to him. So, I'm just working out, have I even got enough? Oh God, if I have not got enough, oh my God, no, what the fuck, please. Okay, hang on, right, let me, right. Yes, okay, we do. Fabulous, we do. All right. Okay. And now to to write things and have everybody make fun of my handwriting as if it is the most original thing and totally hilarious. Amazing. Everyone always makes fun of my handwriting and I'm just like, okay, thanks for sharing. Such an interesting insight there. Is that pen? Yeah. Dear Mum, Merry Christmas. Love your favourite daughter. I'm her only daughter, but still. There we go. Very nice. Oh, get in the envelope. I am really looking forward to Christmas Eve Mass because it's my favourite one of the whole year because for the last 2 years, they have had the most incredible priest I have ever seen. Like, he is immense. I may have spoken about him before, I don't remember. But he is absolutely incredible as a human being. I'm obsessed with him, right? I promise, this is not going to be me trying to convert you to religion, by the way. That's not even what's great about him. And, like, I totally respect anyone having or not having whatever beliefs they want. Like, it really doesn't matter to me what other people believe. And I'm so happy for you, whatever you choose to do. I just have to tell you about this guy, right? He is like an unintended icon. Like, I don't think he means to be iconic. He just is. He'll be like... like, maybe it's funny to me because it's like the middle of the night and I'm tired. I don't know, but it just is. He'll be like... trying to get everyone going, like trying to be Jesus's hype man. He'll be like, come on, be louder for Jesus. Let me hear you. Back row, let me hear you. And I'm like, my dude, you are in a Catholic church. He doesn't know where he is. And I just think that's hilarious. And there was one time and there was a baby crying and this man just turned around in complete seriousness and went, you see, this baby is being loud for Jesus. I want to hear all of you. And I'm just like, oh my God, this man is an icon. Oh my God. Like he does it every year. He just wants to be Jesus's hype man. And I can respect that. I get it. I understand. But yeah, he is my highlight of the year. Because he's just hilarious. And also, it's just, I don't know, it's just kind of a peaceful, nice way to kick off the festivities. Well, I mean, I do just sort of go home and go to bed right after, but, you know. But I hope that I can sleep, like, pretty well that night. Otherwise, Santa won't come. But I've got a special playlist just in case of all of my, you know, relaxation and all of that to help me just in case I need it. But, you know, the hope is that I won't. But knowing my sleep pattern, how it's been, we'll see. It's a pretty ambitious ambition to have. I think I can. I think I definitely can get that into a... Sorry, I'm just looking at something because I'm trying to get it into a smaller box. Because otherwise I'm going to have to go out to the post office and get another box. And I've left it quite late to post it because I'm an idiot. Like, I'm in my dumb bitch era, as you may be able to tell. And I don't want to go to the post office at this time of year. I had to the other day because I had to pick up a parcel. And let me tell you, it was the most stressful thing. Especially because my post office actually no longer exists, in my eyes anyway. It's basically just been shoved at the back of a WH Smith. So, for people outside the UK, WH Smith is, it's like a stationery shop that basically, they stay in business, I think, by having like a monopoly on shops in like airports and train stations and shit. They sell like fountain pens and really expensive bottles of water or whatever. And also they have a lot of post office in the back of them for some reason. So our post office, which was really big and really quite useful, was closed, and then they just put a desk at the back of the WH Smith, and that is our post office now, which is stupid, but it is what it is. And so it gets crowded just on a regular day. Like, you could go in there on a Tuesday afternoon in July and it's going to be just as crowded as it would be now. So there really is no good time to go to the post office, unfortunately. So I don't want to have to go back there just for the sake of getting like packing supplies or whatever. But we'll see how it goes. Oh my god. I can say this because I don't think he listens to his podcast. I just almost forgot how to spell my brother's name. It's not my fault. It's because after years of seeing various other people spell it incorrectly, sometimes I second guess it and I'm like, wait, is it that way or is it this way? And I'm like, nope, stop it. Please spell it correctly, because he will kick off if you don't. And that's not what we want. Oh, I am doing great with these cards. I am doing them very quickly. People might not be able to read them, but I don't care so much about that. I am making them a turkey dinner, like Miss Piggy and Muppet Christmas Carol. So, frankly, I really can do whatever I want. I might watch Muppet Christmas Carol, actually. That'll cure all that ails me, surely. Might even watch the extended one, you know, with the extra song. Yeah. I'm going to watch on Christmas Eve, It's a Wonderful Life. And I will once again attempt to make cookies. They will probably once again turn out like shit, but we'll see. I always watch It's a Wonderful Life on Christmas Eve. Because I hadn't seen it a couple of years ago. But my granddad took us all to see it at the cinema. Because, like, you know, cinemas have like old Christmas films on at Christmas. Yeah, it's fine. So I went to see it with him. And I just thought, oh my god, this is actually one of the most amazing films I've ever seen. What the fuck? And the reason he took us to see it was because when, many, many years ago, I think before I was born, my uncle gave him It's a Wonderful Life on video for Christmas. And he was like, oh, that's great, thank you. And he was really happy about it. And then the next year, my uncle got him the same thing. And he was like, oh. Because my uncle basically forgot that he'd got It's a Wonderful Life for him already. And so basically there's this cycle of my uncle repeatedly getting my granddad It's a Wonderful Life for Christmas. And so it just kind of became like a meaningful film for our family, I think. And so my granddad took us to see it, because me and my brother had never actually seen the film. And I just remember thinking, oh my god, I think maybe this is the best thing I've ever seen in my whole life. And I actually cried, like, in the cinema. Which does not happen to me too often. I think the last time I cried at the cinema was when I saw The Shape of Water, for some reason. I don't even know why. Well, no, I do know why. I think because when I was sat there, and obviously I'm, you know, I have no wish to run away and be with a fish monster. I certainly related to feeling like you were on the outside and loving somebody that people may not understand or accept. So it was a bit triggering for me. But I cried when I saw It's a Wonderful Life, and it became one of my favourite films after that. And so I watch it every Christmas Eve now. So that's going to be my Christmas Eve plan. I'm going to watch that, make some cookies, go to mass, go to sleep, and then be very stressed out about turkey for several hours, until I have fed my family. I don't even know why I get stressed about turkey anymore, because I've done it successfully several times. So I should feel reassured that I can do it. And yet, no, I don't. I do not. I'm actually trying really hard with my handwriting for this one, because this is somebody who actually has not seen my handwriting much and so would not be used to it. And so, like, my family, they can decipher what I'm trying to say. Do you know what I mean? Like, they understand. They're like, oh, okay, that's what this means. So it's a bit clearer for them. But for people who are not used to it, like, they're probably really confused. They're like, what the fuck is this bitch trying to say here? So I have to try really hard to make it, you know, look better than it does. Right. Well, that is cards done. Wrapping done. Yeah, we have actually successfully done it. Oops, I will pick that up in a second. So there we go. Christmas is sorted. And all that remains is for me to wish you a Merry Christmas and a very happy new year. Also, I'll stick another bit from the concert after this, so it just, you know, just to make things a little, you know. You know what I'm talking about. It's okay. Yes, I hope you have a wonderful time doing whatever you're doing. If you don't do Christmas and you just sort of listen to this out of loyalty, thank you. And I hope you have a wonderful Monday doing whatever you're doing. And I hope it's wonderful for you and a very good time. And yeah, I do. I hope that next year is going to be a lot better for everybody. So I'll see you then. So this is this year's Christmas song. So if you don't know it yet, just pretend you do it. It's fine. I've been waiting all year for this atmosphere, right? Need some festive cheer, oh baby, can you hear me? Wrap you up.
change your mind tonight, because it's Christmas time. Because it's Christmas time, and everybody's got a wish in your mind. Sugar plum sublime, baby. Everybody's got a wish in your mind. Sugar plum sublime. The rooftop's dressed in snow, and I'm under the mistletoe. Oh, baby, can you hear me, baby? It's Christmas time. You know you're on my mama sleeping sound tonight. I'm making this wrong wish, and my wrists are off everything except for you. No other gift is gonna do. Tomorrow all my dreams come true again. I've been waiting all year, yeah, for cocoa and closeness. Oh, I just want all of this. Sweet kisses and hopeful, wholesome light. Don't it feel right to me? And all the Christmas time, sugar plum sublime. Everybody's got a wish, baby, on my sugar plum sublime, baby. The rooftop's just in snow, and I'm waiting under the mistletoe. There's nobody else for me, no other girl I want under my tree, oh, baby. It's Christmas time. We're sleeping sound tonight. It's Christmas time, and I really wanna make you mine. Sugar plum sublime, baby, it's Christmas time, and you're on my mind. Everybody's got a wish in your mind. My sugar plum sublime. Oh, I wrote that in August. That's a good time to write a Christmas song.
I'm sure you would agree. I'm sure you would agree. Thanks for joining me on today's Christmas special, and I hope that wherever you are and however you celebrate, you have a magical and wonderful holiday season. I'd like to thank my lovely patron supporters, Amanda, Kylie, Melissa, Anna, Sam, Katie, Christina, Josie, Gabriella, David, and Eleanor. I love you guys, and I'll be back soon with a new episode, but for now, happy holidays and things.